We're going to Binghamton, New York. Bob, it's your turn.
Yes. Hi, Bob. Thanks to you. You know, I'm at critical mass. But the question I have, I'm in my, 70s. And that I was a, staff member in a major university for 15 years before going into industry. So I accumulated quite a bit of money into tax-deferred accounts. And now I'm stuck with some very high RMDs. This year I had to take $200,000 out in RMDs. My tax person says I need to do something about all this income added to my Social Security plus retirement, plus my wife's, who's 20 years younger. Now, I have Fidelity, and I also have the other that was at the time a company. I don't know if I can mention the name.
No need to do that. There's no need to
okay,
do that.
Okay, not for profit, which had annuities and investments, but it was on their, not for profit side because they didn't have a for profit side debt. They have told me, the advisor there, that they have a annuity that only they have because of where they fit in the tax law, that there's no cost whatsoever. It works just like my other two investments, that they're just called annuities, but the advantage it would offer me, it's after-tax money that has to go in, but there would be deferred tax until I take it out, and that there's no fees, no expenses, and I just have the original limitations on the that company funds or, to put the money in or cash accounts. And given that there's potential tax law changes, that I was looking at possibly that being a holding place for sticking that money in each year if it was going to be tax deferred, and then if they really whacked the tax percentage down, I could take it out and convert to Roth.
Well, Bob, usually when I'm presented with what you're talking about, which is I have more money than I know what to do with, and I have required minimum distributions that are so large I don't know what to do with them, I usually have two thoughts. You have not mentioned either one of them, so I will. One thought is to increase my spending. There are many ways to increase one's spending. It's a thought to consider. Another way, of course, is to increase one's giving. That is a very easy thing to do, whether it be helping the education of family members at any length or increasing charitable activity, whatever. I mean, that's the first thing that jumps out. Because the other stuff, just squirreling away more money that I don't need and may never need, I don't know, it just doesn't do a whole lot for me. Whereas if I increase my spending, I should be able to increase the value of my time. Or certainly if I increase my charitable giving, I have increased the value of all that I've accumulated and worked for. So those are my thoughts.
Oh, I do finance 100% two boys in college and all their associated expenses. So that's all paid. I also donate. So I've, really do that too.
What about increasing, and that's wonderful. What about increasing your spending?
I think I've lived too conservatively for too long to ever consider.
Well, Bob, if you're happy with the certainly, I think in this case, I will ask you to name the vendor. Who is the vendor?
Tycraft.
Yeah, well, they're a good company. So I don't really have a problem. I don't have a problem with TIAA Kreft. They're a solid company. And I can't get out of shape with TIAA Kreft. They're a very, very solid company.
Okay, because thanks to you, any time I hear annuity, I run the other way.
Well, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of annuities, and I will tell you one thing. If you're going down the annuity route, I'm not a fan. I think most people who buy annuities make a mistake. But I will tell you this. I think that if you are going to look at an annuity, for heaven's sakes, compare someone that I know is a very low-cost producer, and that's the annuity program at Vanguard. So if you get an annuity presented to you by TIAA CREF, check the expenses on that program and certainly what they're investing in, and then compare that with what might be available at an outfit like Vanguard that for years has offered extremely low-cost annuities with no surrender charges.
Yes, I've tried to do that. This is supposed to be unique, where they've sent me some information on it. There are no costs. They said it's just they're unique under this tax law.
Bob, I will leave this to your purview, and I do appreciate the call.